We are living at a very, very important time period in the history of the earth plane. We are about to start the golden age, Krita Yuga or Satya Yuga. And that's the reason why the gods are descending into the earth plane. Science is no longer going to be the dominant guiding force for human beings. It's going to be replaced by gods and miracles. Now, what is science going to do for someone who says that I have not succeeded at all? Although I'm much better than a lot of other guys out there who are dumb and stupid, but making a lot more money and then also happen to be my boss. Well, the simple answer to this question is luck. He's very lucky, or he's very influential and then he got to this place. True, to some extent. But then I am more interested in finding remedies for that. I can go into the causes of why somebody, you know, who is not skillful or not intelligent is successful, and someone who is very skillful, talented, is not successful. It could be past life, that you didn't, you know, pay your employees or cheated them, or your forefathers, you know, who died and they are not in a good place in heaven or on the way to heaven. So there are so many causes for why you are not succeeding. I'm more interested in remedies. The remedy is not going to be provided by science or rationality, but by the interference of the divine. And the divine is interfering now. This is the time period that Ganesha is descending. As I mentioned many times, that he is the miracle maker. Ganesha is a miracle maker. I gave us Ganesha remedy for a person who wanted a solution, for which there was not any human solution, and she wanted quick results. And I gave a remedy, and then Ganesha worked in a fabulous way, without hurting anyone. And that's the most important thing. He doesn't hurt. So that's why it's important for every one of you to understand that there is remedy for problems for which you think that there have not been any powerful remedies. There are remedies. God is the remedy, okay? And in this case, Ganesha is the supreme God. You don't have to worship too many gods. If you just worship only Ganesha, that's enough. Okay, even gods worship him. So that God's time is now on this earth plane, and I want you to take advantage of this time.
Second to none is a divine concept. However, you also can have it. When a human becomes God, he can do miracles. How do you become the divine in order to have a second to none consciousness? God who owns the characteristics of second to none is Lord Ganesha. Lord Ganesha is God with great antiquity and worshipped in different galaxies. You put him in your consciousness all the time, then you will have his consciousness. Om Mula Ganapate Namaha. Mula means the original Ganapati. Om Mula Ganapate Namaha. 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 This will get rid of your karma on the one hand, and then acquire his consciousness, which is second to none. Start with half hour a day. Just engage in Ganesha with the mantra Om Dham, Om Dham. Then you get rid of your karma and then acquire his consciousness, which is second to none.
Om Dham, 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 Om Dham.